Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Here's another radio baseball card. Hall of Famer Robin Roberts was part of the Phillies whiz kids that barely made it to the 1950 World Series. Roberts will explain why the season was just a couple of weeks too long right after this.
Hey, this is Fred Green, producer of Radio Baseball Cards and host of Golf Smarter, the highest rated golf podcast in iTunes. Each week, we talk to experts about game improvement, the mental game, and golf lifestyle. Golf Smarter, it's not just the title, it's how we play.
Robin Roberts' memories of the World Series aren't as spectacular as the game that put him there.
Well, we won a pennant in 50, and I was 23 at the time, and the final game was against the Dodgers. We had a one-game lead. If we had lost that, we'd been tied and had to have a playoff. We beat him 4-1 in Ebbets Field. Dick Sisley had a three-run homer in the 10th inning. Ashburn threw Cal Abrams out at home in the 9th, which would have won the game for the Dodgers. I pitched the whole ball game, and the feeling after it was over when we realized, you know, we were the pennant winners, was the greatest feeling I ever had in sports. And nothing ever duplicated that in baseball. The Hall of Fame selection was a different kind of a satisfaction. But for excitement in one quick moment, that pennant game was the best I ever had. So my World Series highlights are still in me. I'm still looking for them.
That four-game sweep by the Yankees in 1950 was the seventh in World Series history, six of which belonged to the Yankees. With Radio Baseball Cards, I'm Don Drysdale.